Ready?
Going now.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this planning meeting of Burnham Crouch Town Council on the 26th of April. I take it nobody has any symptoms of coronavirus, otherwise you would not be here. So, district councillors reserve the right to view at this meeting as town councillors, and they reserve the right to a different view as district councillors and town meetings.
Councillor Mumford, Councillor Stamp, and Councillor Carter, and Councillor Wilson.
Thank you. We are chorus, which is a relief. So, on to declarations of interest. All town councillors have completed their statutory declarations of interest in accordance with the Localism Act 2011 and the Code of Conduct for Members adopted by the town council. Members are required to declare the existence and nature of any personal or prejudicial interests relating to items on the agenda, having regard to the Code of Conduct for Members. Members are reminded that they are also required to declare interests as soon as they become aware, should the need arise throughout the meeting. Any interests?
None.
Okay, moving on to applications for planning consent.
Minutes,
I'm terribly sorry, thank you Councillor Palmer for that. Can we confirm the meeting minutes from the 29th of March 2022? Do you agree those?
I think that's
fine. Yeah, super, thank you very much. Now, moving on to applications for planning consent. The first one is it's a lawful building certificate. MAL 2220431, Studland Cottage, Belvedere Road, Burnham Crouch, Essex. Proposed change of colour of external render and window frames on building facade. Members?
Well, Madam Mayor, as it's listed building consent, I think it's probably not really something we can comment on.
Well, it's purple.
They want to change the colour, so they'll have to get listed building consent. They've actually done a fairly large submission in a written submission about the design statement, but I don't think we can sort of really comment on
that. We just have to note that.
I think we just note it.
So, thank you. Thank you very much. The next one is 00001. Planning permission at 4 Park Road, Burnham Crouch, and they wish to demolish their existing garage and erect a new garage with a pitched roof. Sorry, I was forward again. I do apologise.
Pitch.
Any comments while we're waiting for it to come up?
The footprint doesn't seem terribly different, and I think, I don't know why they're replacing it, whether the existing garage is rotten or something like that, but a hip roof doesn't make any difference to what it's got at the moment.
Doesn't raise the height.
It's much the same footprint. Whether the existing garage has got a flat roof, I'm not quite sure.
Right.
So this is our pitched roof.
Yeah. Any concerns with that?
No, not so
much.
I suggest we
support
propose
that. And I'll second that. We agree. Moving on, I will speak slowly. Yes, I can. 00503, and that is a Cremond, 12 Marsh Road, and it's a single storey rear extension.
It's a rear extension, so it wasn't not likely to sort of show anywhere. It's just slightly larger.
Yeah. Okay.
propose we support.
Well, second half.
So ball.
A second, yeah. Super. Thank you. Okay. And this is a lawful development certificate for 3 Shearwater Close, PP111-63961. So I think we just note.
We just note all for development.
Just note that one. Thank you. And next one, 1175719, Woodford's Garage, 38 Malden Road. And it's some tree work, so I suggest the tree officer, as usual.
It is quite a significant amount of tree work, though.
It is.
So we do need...
We do,
need,
we do yeah.
Actually, that's the last piece, faith, G4 ash, face trees, back to boundary. But does that mean he wants to go right back to the boundary, because he wants to take them off the boundary?
It looks like it might be a further development, and I'll be clearing it, I'm not sure. Although ash trees could be ash dieback, you don't know. Tree officer.
I think we can trust the tree officer.
We definitely can
good.
Trust the tree officer. Brilliant. It is expensive though, I agree. And then item F, 1160879, Bridge End Cottage, Ferry Road, Burnham. And that's a replacement porch, single-storey rear extension, internal alterations and changes to fenestration.
That's the proposed.
Okay.
It's fairly minimal, really, the changes at the front. And the extensions at the rear, which again is not visible.
That skylight appeared on the back.
Yeah, it seems to be the in thing at the moment. Instead of having side windows, put skylight in to get extra, because they're all working on having those sunlight before.
I propose we support
even
the
light tubes in halls and in stairwells and
all
sort of
thing.
Yeah.
Thank you. So that's agreed to support that one. Which is the end of our applications. Moving on to decisions made by MDC, starting with 00021, Greenacre, 8 Mill Road, and that has been approved. Change of use of garden buildings for maps. 00086, 41 Maple Way, porch extension, garage conversion, that's been approved. 00118, so that was called the tree felling, and that has been refused.
Can I just query? There are two jobs, repollarding the horse chestnut and felling the eucalyptus. It's not quite sure whether the whole lot's been turned down or just half of it.
Looks like all of it, shall I? Yeah, I'll defer.
Also, the Greenacre one, I think we turned it down because we were afraid it'd become a separate dwelling.
I thought we approved it because we like people to be able to stay in their own homes.
We may, well.
We but might. Then you can't trust my memory. But I know certainly.
I think it was certainly it became a separate dwelling. We don't mind extensions.
I think we were cautious of it, weren't we?
The kind of the way policy is kind of going in mould, and we've discussed this extensively, and the general feeling certainly amongst members is that anything that encourages people to remain in their own homes rather than going into a care situation is to be...
It's the one opposite the lines, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think
yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we supported this.
Yeah, I thought
we
did.
Then, didn't we?
Yeah.
We talked about kicking it out, but then we supported it in favour of the fact it could be, as you've been
for
care, trying
yeah,
to
because we, I think we put a condition on it or something like that.
I think we might, and they will have done.
Or we advised we would like this.
Okay.
Will have done at NDC, definitely.
There you go. So that's just the horse chestnut ground action 4 metres of removal of ivy. Inadequate justification has been submitted for the proposed works, which would result in harm to the visual amenity of the 2-1 horse chestnut tree, the surrounding public realm, and the conservation area. So that doesn't actually mention
the ability.
It doesn't mention the eucalyptus, does it? You're absolutely right. So I don't know. What's the answer to that? Shall we move on?
Yeah.
00120, Fenton Chapel Road, Vernon Crouch, single story rear extension was approved. 00223, Mulberry Lodge, Stone Hills, single story rear extension was also approved. 00911, now this was just incomprehensible, and I'm going to say that out loud for the minutes. Refusing the proposed extension to the sports centre, which would enable the rugby club to
absolutely
grow and thrive. And to me, this feels very much like a case of the right hand not knowing what the left hand is doing, considering this is a proposal that will benefit Maldon District Council that was developed alongside Maldon District Council. I just find its refusal to be incomprehensible.
My understanding.
Scale and bulk, I believe.
Yeah,
next to that Rington ship.
I know.
I was going to say.
When I spoke to somebody from the club, who's been heavily involved in it, they didn't know the reason behind it.
No.
And I said, you're going to repeat it, and I won't repeat what you said, but it was along the lines of yes.
Yeah, I mean, I freely admit, I did not call this in because I didn't think I'd need to.
Was it a decision made by officers?
Yes.
Well, they've never been here, obviously.
No. I mean, if I would have called it in, but I really did not
but
think
no
for one moment.
Bear in mind all the emphasis on child obesity and obesity and mental health and all the rest of it. You would think
scale and bulk
that they want to.
It doesn't fit in with the area. I forget the exact reason, but it's insanity. So I am working with the rugby club on moving this forward, and Maldon District Council on moving this forward.
Can we find out where the planning officers actually live? What area?
That sounds rather dodgy, Councillor Cowles. You do realise you're being recorded.
Of course, no, but have they actually ever visited Bernard Crouch?
More often than not, it is a paper exercise.
You are a planning officer, I know where you live. I mean, that's good.
Do they just travel to all district council offices and then go back home every day?
Well, I know two of them live in London and Hackney, so... Mm.
That's not right.
The two senior ones. The two senior planners live in Hackney,
webinar type thing that we had for the other day, that myself and Mary Ann were joined. She actually was telling us what we've got to do in Burnham, but yet lived in Lincoln.
The lack of local knowledge and respect
for local knowledge is.
And the people that did the Maldon survey that we looked at.
I was going to say,
So I'm working with Maldon and the rugby club to sort that and say. And moving on, 01286, 12 and 13 Granville Terrace, Bernard Crouch. Replacement of a number of windows from white and black timber casement and sash to white and black timber casement and sash with glazing bars. And some more door and window works has been approved. And the next one is a listed building consent for the same work, because Granville Terrace is listed, I think. As we all know, it has the longest, I believe, unbroken slate roof in Europe, I think it is.
Really?
Certainly does.
Yeah. There you go.
You can also walk from one end of the terrace to the other through the attic.
It's not so desirable.
No,
really.
It's a nice
frame
going along there nicely.
So 01322, Mulberry Cottage, 58 High Street, internal alterations of existing kitchen utility rooms for single kitchen space. Ooh, installation of two reclaimed oak posts to support the ceiling joists, and that was approved. 00267149 Station Road, single story, rear extension, garage to the side, and new wall to improve vehicular access, that was approved. And the last one was, LDP 400101, 3 Murray Fields, and that local development certificate was refused. We don't have any appeals on this agenda, and the appeal decisions. X1545 W21328 1036 Land south of Child and east of Orchard House, and this appeal was allowed. And again, I'm going to comment, because when I read the appeal, the grounds on which it was fought were not the grounds that I recall it being rejected on, certainly at the first committee. So again, I have a number of questions about that that I will raise with the planning department in Malden. Thank you, everyone. So, date of next planning meeting, Tuesday the 3rd of May 2022 at 7 p.m. here in the council chamber. So I declare this meeting closed at 7:17 p.m.